And we're now into the third segment of Zaliko Sampasale. And it's a slight version of Zaliko, it's Christmas version of Zaliko Sampasale. You'll hear more gospel and every now and then, not gospel, but Christmas song. But you get some Zaliko every now and then and drips here and there inside of it. And so, Melvin, we're going to come back with that conversation.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about it.
Let's play something.
Punishment.
This one here is by Kenny G.
Okay.
It's called Silver Bell.
Silver Bell.
You remember that little silver bell used to hang on a tree? Now, Christmas tree. We'll come back and talk about that.
Y'all had some bells?
We'll talk about it.
I'll tell you about our silver bells.
Thank you. little girls and little boys dream of worlds full of toys this time of the year. When Christmas is near, evergreens are snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night, this time of the year. When Christmas is near, and somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray, and choirs sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh, this time of the year. When Christmas is near.
Christmas, Christmas is here. Oh, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas is here. You better get ready. Christmas is here. Sleigh bells are ringing. Children.
Must be Christmas time.
It must be.
When is Christmas?
Christmas is now.
Is now.
Christmas is now.
Okay.
And we figure that. How did Christmas ever got started? Why did they figure out on the 25th of December it had to be?
It just happened. It just happened.
Just happened.
Just happened. It could have been November 25th, but he wasn't born then. So it came when he was born.
Yeah.
Not a fix, it's a thing that just,
yeah,
just happened. Just like everything else, just happened.
Just happened.
Some things you can't control, the things you can't control.
No.
Do your best.
Yeah, you do your best. That's what happened there. There's nothing we can do.
I say Merry Christmas to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Hopefully you guys are having a great Christmas. We'll be together later on and do some eating and some talking and fussing and just being a normal family.
Well, are you going to watch your granddaughter open up her gift and see if she's going to play with the bag or the paper or what she's going to play with?
No, she don't play with bags anymore.
Oh, no?
She be looking for, let me see what I can use here. Okay. If she got a game, she going to the game. That's it. She ain't got to worry about her anymore.
The game.
Yeah, she does that.
Well, good. And she's looking for money, too, I'm sure.
Of course. Money is always the best option.
Yeah, yeah.
Always help.
Yeah, that's the truth, though. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
But you was about to say something about your Christmas event. You said something about there was a punishment.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
So we purchased the bicycle, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, my parents purchased the bicycle with my brother's money, Val. And so the bike man, you know... You sit there and you look at it and say, boy, if I could get on this bike. If I could get on the bike. Okay, go ride. Make a circle. We'd go to the end of the driveway, to the road, turn around, come back. Do it 2 times. Okay, put the bike up. Be like, I'm just starting to ride this. Park it. Park it. I say, nah, that's why I say more of a punishment than it's just enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know, just can't ride. I'm in the country. I mean, why can't I just ride until I can't ride anymore? So that's how it
get
happened.
On the gravel.
Then I had my aunt, my mother's sister came over, Lucy.
Yes.
She came over. She said, let him ride that bicycle. That was my best aunt. Best aunt. Oh, yeah, you can ride. Ride all you want, though. Oh, yeah. Now I can ride. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But before that, you couldn't.
No, it wasn't. No, it was kind of a.
Had a gravel road? That's what you had right in front of your house?
No, it was, we had blacktop. Of course, the driveway was dirt. But, the blacktop was on the road, but it was just one of them things. You're just so protective when you were young, so protective of everything. Oh. You're just not going to get hurt. You're not going to die. Not on me. Not on my watch. You know? were so protective.
No. And Christmas was something.
And Christmas
would come by. People
now, you talked about silver bells. Y'all had bells on your tree?
Yeah.
Bells.
Little silver bells. Yeah,
yeah,
little
silver bells,
but they wouldn't ring.
Just silver bells.
They were just silver bells. You know, they just make things, you know, they kind of made with foil or something, or just a tin. Yeah. Just make something. Because we made
ours was, we didn't have no silver bells. We had silver.
Oh, yeah.
Silver. You know, they call that aluminum foil now.
That's what I'm saying.
Aluminum foil. We would take it on the end on the end of the branch. We'd squeeze it on the end of the branch.
Right,
was the silver.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
And that was the silver. Yeah. And we just crunch it on the end of the tree.
Yeah.
And the limbs and stuff. And we had them big, you know, they have them little small Christmas lights with them big old lights would be hanging on the tree and stuff like that.
Yes.
But it would work. I mean, it worked. Christmas tree was good.
Where'd y'all get your tree?
We go in the woods and get the tree.
Yeah, the same here.
Yeah, we had to get it.
Yeah, that was a funny thing about in our area when our parents bought this 20 acres of property.
Uh-huh.
There was an acre of property that was in the wooded area that came with the 20 acres.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we'd go get our wood. And, of course, that's where we'd go get our Christmas tree.
Right.
Yeah, in the woods there. And that 1 acre of wooded area that we'd go get our Christmas tree. Oh, we're so happy.
It would smell so good.
Yeah,
cut the bottom of it, and then we'd put it in a can with some rocks to keep it from tilting over and stuff. Sometimes we'd tilt over, you know, you pass too close. For some reason, it would fall when you pass close to it.
Not
that you would pull on it or push it.
No, no. You know what? You were pushing on it. You were pushing on it. You were pushing.
Knocking, you know. Yeah, everything was in Creole.
Melvin.
That's how they would call you, Melvin.
Still.
Yeah, Melvin.
Oh, man, it was all. But it was all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was.
One good thing about Christmas, I guess, where I came from. Everybody was poor, so there was no rich people.
But
everybody was poor.
Were you poor?
We didn't know.
We didn't know that.
Well, we were poor compared to today.
Yeah.
We were not poor compared to them days.
That day. That's
because
what I
we were all we were all at the same level.
We
all didn't have much money.
Yeah.
Money wasn't a big thing, but we ate good and we had a place to stay. We had property, you know, so.
You owned your own property.
Yeah.
You were independent.
Yeah.
You didn't have to work. You had food, like you said. You had clothing.
Yeah.
You had shelter. Those were the things that you were
We had
rich.
The necessities of life.
You were yeah. rich.
And we didn't know.
No.
Compared to today, a lot of people don't have their own home. And I wish that they get an opportunity to get their own home. But there's nothing like your own home. But it means a lot.
Did you have a chimney?
Yes, we did. We didn't have a chimney. We had a fireplace. Yeah, okay. Okay, chimney. And chimney. Yeah.
And chimney.
And chimney. That's what we call
and chimney.
It. Yeah, put the wood in there.
And he said, well, that's where Santa Claus would come down.
Yeah, come down. But
come
we,
down
we
the chimney.
We had to put the fire out that night so Santa Claus could come down in that chimney. And I tell you what, I know if he was dressed in red and white when he leave out that chimney, it wasn't red and white anymore.
Oh,
I know it was black.
No,
definitely
no.
black.
It was never that.
Man, let me tell you. Now, Christmas was a thing, you know. We'd eat and stuff, and then we would leave.
Yeah.
At about 12:30, 1 o'clock, we'd go to Oberlin, which was the town,
mm-hmm.
and they had a big hall there. And guess what? That was about
what?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
They'd bring Santa Claus, man. All of us was in the place, man, waiting for Santa Claus to show up. Santa Claus show up, ho, ho, ho. Which I never knew it until later on in years, you know. They don't tell you about Santa Claus. It was actually my brother-in-law, Joe Kent, who was the Santa Claus. All dressed in red
thought,
and white.
You thought he was Santa Claus.
That was Santa Claus. I know. Thought that was Santa Claus. Santa Claus. That was Santa Claus.
And you we're
all excited. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Every year, Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my uncle, Pickles' father, was a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He was always a Santa Claus. He was kind of a little chubby, you know.
Yeah.
But he was the Santa Claus at school.
Right.
Because he lived right down the street from school. And so he'd come there, play the Santa Claus during the school time.
Yeah.
And... yeah, we had Santa Claus.
You had Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. We just didn't have no reindeers.
And as I stated, you know, on the radio about my mother, Christmas Day, she would make our clothes. And, you know, and I was so happy to be able to wear the clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to call him Buster Brown. You ever know Buster Brown?
I've heard Buster Brown.
Yeah, Buster Brown was, you know, wear them little pants with the elastic around the knee, just below the knee, and you had them high-top socks.
Really? You had them?
Yeah.
John, that was in the late 1800s. That was in the late 1800s.
No.
Well, that's what they used to golf now.
Yeah. Man, look,
what do they call that, knickerbockers or something?
Knickerbockers or whatever they call them.
What y'all call them?
Buster Brown.
Buster Brown.
Buster Brown. I don't know why they call it Buster Brown, but that was it.
That was it. And they had a rubber band underneath the knee.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the knee. My mother used to make that. And so, and she'd make a little jacket.
Yeah.
Man, I was so proud. I made my confirmation in that, too. And I had some sandals, and they looked like they were crooked, of course, you know, falling off with my socks, my white socks. But that, we'd go to Christmas.
Yeah.
And, of course, my mother would make my sister's dad that clothes
right.
and all that. And, boy, it was so nice. And they were so proud.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say, oh, well, here come, Madame Tibougle et Mathilde. Mathilde et Tibougle avec les petits. C'est tout. Fado. And they would always thought that we dressed so well.
Yeah.
Because my mother would
make the clothes.
Yeah. And them ladies would come by and they would want to make have her to sew the clothes. But anyway,
yeah,
that's a little story about Christmas time. Let's play something about, you got a Zydeco girl in your life, don't you?
Yeah.
Play Zydeco
I got one, two, three. Yeah, I got a few Zydeco girls
but,
in my life.
Oh, wait, that's yeah. what I'm saying. I got a Zydeco girl.
Yeah, I got about four of them.
Yeah, about four.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We'll be right back.
All right. You got something going?
Just Merry Christmas to a couple of people. Mm-hmm. Cleve, good morning to you. Hopefully you're doing well. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Amos and Walter, good morning to you in Lake Charles. Hopefully y'all having a great Christmas. Lucinda and Jerry, good morning to both of you. Hopefully you guys are having a great Christmas. And Lucinda, you got all the gifts that you wanted. Margaret, Mary Ann, good morning to you and Merry Christmas. Sister Mary Ann, Etonia and Red, Luann and Charles, Merry Christmas to you guys. Val and Faye, Alfred and Tiny and Jean, good morning. Hopefully all is going well. JT sitting in his shop. If anybody riding around, go stop by JT. Tell him I say hello and Merry Christmas to him. I know he's hanging around the shop this morning.
What kind of shop is that, though? What did he do?
It's a muffler shop.
A muffler shop?
Muffler shop that does everything you need done.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They do a little bit.
Not only mufflers.
Not only mufflers, but he's an expert. Probably about 50-year expert in mufflers.
Now, that's Mamu?
Big Mamu. If you need a muffler, that's the man.
Oh.
JT. JT. Yeah. And JT, the cement man, good morning to you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Leon and Kevin and Joy and Ronnie, good morning. Roger, good morning to you. Merry Christmas. Jay and Woody in the back. Jay in the back. Merry Christmas to you and all you guys. Hopefully all is going well for everybody this morning. Christopher, I know you and your family probably getting together, having a good time. And I want to say good morning to Mel. Good morning to you, and hopefully you're having a great Christmas, and all is well. Mel and Ruth this morning, Merry Christmas to them.
It's in Vegas?
Who?
Where? Mel.
Why are you saying Vegas?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Why you say Vegas?
I don't know.
You got a reason you say Vegas.
I don't know. You were in Vegas not very long ago.
Yeah, and?
I thought maybe there might have been. Oh, that's Val.
Val is in Vegas.
Oh, I don't know why.
My brother. Mel and Val, they're close.
Yeah, Mel.
They both got alphabets in their name.
Mel and Val.
Yeah, they both got alphabets.
Mel Val. This way, let's put it that way. Quick.
Yeah.
I gotta say good morning to my cousins, of course. I gotta say good morning to them. You know, the old geezers. They walk around there and they do trip too. They fall and trip for some reason. I don't know why. But just Merry Christmas to them. And also, yo, from Maurice and Ronald, good morning to you and Merry Christmas to you. And the Lewis family up in Youngsville, Barbara Ann, who's the leader of the group. Merry Christmas to you, all them kinfolks. And then Broussard's up around the Dusan. And, of course, I got Mary Ann, good morning to you. And all them folks up around that area. Also, we want to say good morning to and Merry Christmas to Floyd and Dolores. Did you see the picture of Floyd?
Not yet.
In his buggy?
Oh, yeah.
In his buggy.
Yeah.
And I said, Floyd? I don't know. I might be careful when I go by your house, man.
Why? Why you got it?
I don't know now.
What's wrong?
That buggy. He looked.
What?
I might have to tell Floyd what he looked like.
In the buggy?
In the buggy.
Oh, man. Floyd not that bad in the buggy. Was that the one when he was running, the buggy ran away from him or something?
I think so.
Poor Floyd.
He fell.
But how far did the buggy drag him?
Well, not very far, because it was a little weight.
Yeah. I guess it.
It was kind of big.
They got tired of pulling?
Yeah, they got tired of pulling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But anyway.
I hope everybody have a
yeah, they're
wonderful
having a wonderful
Christmas.
Time right
and
now.
Coming to the radio station this morning, there's no traffic. No. Well, all the stores are closed, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Take a break. Be with the family. And just remember, if you are at a gathering,
mm-hmm. Oh.
And you get angry about something, go home.
Yeah.
If you are angry before you get to the activity, don't go. Go home. Don't mess up anybody else's Christmas.
Please
let
don't.
Them enjoy themselves.
Please don't.
And don't take everything personal. Don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. Because that just doesn't work. Also, I want to remind people that they will have the services for Cyrus Caesar will be on January the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
On January the 7th will be services for Cyrus Caesar. So until then, we'll get you more information as time gets closer. but it will be at King's on that Friday for the viewing, and then that Saturday will be the services, which will be at Immaculate Heart on Opelousa Street. So that is for Cyrus Caesar's services. It won't be until January the 7th. I didn't say the 4th. I didn't say anything like that. It's January the 7th for his services. And we certainly want to extend our condolences out to Irene and her family. I know they're going through tough times, especially with it being Christmas time.
Yeah, that's the truth, though.
You know,
Being Christmas time.
Yeah, it makes it a lot tougher.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you're talking about, music, actually. The musicians are beginning to get out a little bit, the Zydeco music. And, of course, Chubby's going to be over at Marcus Park. That's on the 26th, which is tomorrow, from 5 to, I think it's from 5 to 9.
It's at Moncos?
Yeah, Moncos.
Moncos Park. Yeah. On Johnson Street?
It's 7 to 9. That's what it is, from 7 to 9. I had 5 to 9, but it's 7 to 9. And that's tomorrow at Moncos Park.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 30th, he's going to be at Feeds and Seeds. And talk about Feeds and Seeds, of course, Corey Ledé is going to be there tomorrow at Feeds and Seeds.
Tomorrow, with Christmas being on a Saturday, it seems like we're going to have two Sundays, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, that's going to be Sunday. I also want to say Merry Christmas to Florida Annis and Dolores. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Hopefully all is going well. Marlene, good morning to you. Merry Christmas. And I know you got that gift. John didn't give it to you yet, but he's coming with it. I don't know why he needed a trailer, but I guess he's picking something up.
She knows her gift is every day.
You're a bad boy.
Every day is her
giving
gift.
Her Christmas, boy.
That is every day. Every
I'd hate
day,
to I hear did. That response.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear that response of what she says.
Oh, she says.
Yeah, we're not going to say what she says.
Oh, no. But anyway. No, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. But anyway, Christmas time.
Christmas time.
All right. Cap pistols and all that. That was safe anyway.
Oh, yeah, that was some good stuff.
Christmas blues. I mean, not Christmas blues, but Zydeco blues. Cliff says this is what he plays on his time. He called it Clifton's Blues.
Okay, and he got a Christmas song.
Yeah, I played this. That's how I started the program.
Oh, okay, great.
This morning because it's Christmas time.
Okay, I got you.
And then I came up with the Zydeco Sans Passer just to let him know that we were on the air. That's going out for who always got the blues over there in Swallow.
And Drew. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And to the Goodly family this morning.
Yep. There's a bunch of folks out there. Good morning and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Can my baby be I'm a lonely boy and I'm about to lose my mind. Oh, tell me, why can't my baby be? Whoa, where can my baby be? You know you made me love you. You took my love and now you're gone. goodbye, baby. Baby, goodbye, goodbye.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way.
Why share
Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson. Yes.
On the CD called Christmas, The Soul of Christmas, Volume 2. Uh-huh. On that CD, they had Johnny Adams, Jerry Butler, and the Caravan, the Gospels, Cleef, Mahalia Jackson, Patti LaBelle, the original Five Blind Boys in Peterson. I'm going to have to play something by Patti LaBelle in a little bit. A Christmas song, original Christmas. Bonsoir, Moto.
All right, going out to you, Ricky, and the family while y'all getting ready to feast on some feasting. Get all that food to going up in Big Beaumont area.
Uh huh.
Getting ready to eat. Ricky, Merry Christmas to you and the family. I know it's a big hole in the family when the mother's not there, but you know she happy where she at. I'm looking down on you guys. Y'all just keep doing the good things that you've been doing. Beautiful thing. Yeah. Hang, family, hang. That's all
right.
It is.
Keep the family together.
Keep the family together.
That's the most important thing, and that's what she would probably want. I never met her, but I'm sure
that's
what she would love to be able to do. Gather them little chickens around. That's what it is. It's like a hen, a mother hen. I always want them to be around.
Be around. Okay.
Bonsoir, Moto, and that's going out to the Frank family, too, by the way.
The Frank Michael call? Of course.
Call this morning. He did not want to say Merry Christmas to that friend.
What happened.
The one that works over at...
What happened?
I won't say.
What happened?
I don't know. I told him, but he wouldn't listen.
I guess all that eating he been doing.
He had gumbo yesterday.
Oh, he had gumbo?
Yeah. He couldn't remember what he had to say this morning because he said he ate too much gumbo.
That's about right.
Yeah. Michael Frank.
Carrying his brain in his stomach.
Boss Armando.
What's the...
No, it's not. It's not the one. There we go.
Thank you.
Bonsoir, Moto.
Yep. Good morning, Gino. You and your family. I know you guys are about ready to put the hand on them forks and knives there, getting ready for their food.
Yep, yep.
And I know it's going to be good because I don't know who cooked, but I know it's going to be good no matter what.
How do you know that, though?
Huh? Yeah. Look at Gino.
Gino?
Look like you've been eating bad.
I never noticed.
You're the one who said.
What?
That he gained all that weight last time you saw him.
I noticed his shoes were kind of...
tight?
Yeah.
No.
But anyway,
we enjoyed it. And Gino, we sorry we did all that recording. Nothing came out.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened.
But next time.
That just means that you're going to have to come and visit with us.
That's right.
You know, and bring your card in so we can sit down and talk some more. I love talking to Gino. I mean, it's always a good conversation going on there. But
he's interesting.
And look, let me tell you what, and can talk Creole.
Oh, no.
He talk Creole better than talk English.
Oh, no. I know that.
He's very good.
Because he prefers speaking Creole.
Well, you can say more things in Creole than you can say in English.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's more fun to talk about different things.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the joke, in translating a joke from Creole to English, you lose the punchline.
You lose it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just something that happened right then, mm-hmm. and you got it.
No, it's just like I was telling the Creole group the other day that something about it don't look too good. And you had heard the joke already.
With the horse.
The horse, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they had not heard of it.
Yeah.
Man, they laughed there. I thought they were ruined because the way that's
the way it translates.
Okay. Uh-huh. You want to play something?
By who?
Don Cravens, I want you to listen to this. Don, because you did an excellent job there. And so we're going to play it for you on this little Christmas thing that you put together.
Okay.
And it was nice, and it's for education, business, entertainment. That's what they were promoting.
Okay.
And so, Don, that's your part.
Merry Christmas, Don, to you and your family.
Yeah.
And we wish you well, and hopefully everything is going well for you guys.
Yeah, that's a... Well, we don't want to interrupt it. They got something, a commercial coming up in the next couple of more minutes, and we're going to try to, let's talk about food for right now. What exactly was your favorite dish around Christmas time?
Apples.
Apples?
but when
you get to the table, what was it?
There was no special food. You know, it was all good food. So, I mean, it wasn't no special dish that, you know, mama cooked this or mama cooked whatever they had. I mean, it was no special.
This y'all didn't have nothing? Like turkey and...
Turkey.
Duck.
Duck. Might have had a duck.
Yeah.
We didn't have no... I don't know what we had for Christmas.
But
we just ate.
We had... Of course, on the farm, you had ducks.
Uh-huh.
You had turkeys. You had chicken. And you had a guinea. You had to catch that one.
You shoot that one. You could catch them doggone.
I tell you what, I've never a guinea.
They fair.
Oh,
and then their meat is tough.
Yeah,
tough. But dark meat.
But they run so fast. You see, they run fast.
Skin is hard.
Oh, they're a little rascal. They can run fast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I told you about Mickey the goat. And the horse, huh?
What happened with Mickey and the horse?
Oh, man, look. They have a special relationship with John's goat.
You're talking about them. Okay.
Yeah, Mickey and the horse?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, talk about a special relationship they have. Man.
They both want to own a piece of property.
Look, they get along well. And it's true.
But that's good. A horse and a
we'll
horse
be right back with more. You stay tuned.
Support for KRVS comes from Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville. Ring in the new year. Vermilionville will be presenting Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie at this year's New Year's Eve party. On December 31st, enjoy food, drinks, and dancing in Vermilionville's historic setting. More information about this event can be found on Vermilionville's Facebook page and at vermilionville.org. That's vermilionville.org.
Jupiter and Oquest and Kasai All Stars from Congo. New music from Dobenya Ore and Angélique Kidjo. Adekunle Gold, Tiwa Savage and Wizkid representing Nigeria. I'm Georges Collinet. Join me for our super hot Afropop jam next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRX.
Sunday nights at 8 on KRBS.
Roll up and latch on to the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle, broadcasting an array of great late morning music of all sorts, mixed with local arts and entertainment listings, live and studio performances, and so much more. The Medicine Ball Caravan, Mondays through Thursdays at 11, here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Got the envie for some bon musique en français? Tune in to Lalu Jukebox later today at 6 p.m.
Howdy, partners. This is Ornella Rose Champagne inviting you to tune in to Lost in Love Saturdays at 5 p.m. right after Juke's Cantinas and Ballrooms. Don't go anywhere.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.